The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, through Advent, we have been guided and inspired by great people like Isaiah, who centuries before the coming of the Messiah already foretold his coming and encouraged the people to persevere, hoping, looking forward. A man like John the Baptist, who went out to the desert to do penance and pray and meditate the Holy Word. But today, we put our eyes on two women, Elizabeth and most especially Mary, who God called to be his mother. And we are filled with awe at these events as we prepare for Christmas. At the time of Mary, it was the law that if any woman was caught in adultery, any woman was caught pregnant outside of marriage, she would be lapidated. She would be killed. Mary knew that very well, and yet her courage, her commitment to God moved her not to doubt, to say yes to God, to overcome all preoccupations with herself and go with God's will. Today we heard in the second reading from Hebrews, "I have come to do your will. I have prepared for you a body." Doesn't that also remind us of Mary, the woman who would do God's will, even risking her own life, who prepared for God his own body? And she teaches us that every single person who is going to be Christian, who is going to be joined with Christ, is called to do the same thing. To do God's will, to give up our own bodies in complete trust, so that God can work through us his work of love and service to others. Now, after receiving the great message, which is the greatest mission that anybody ever in the whole history of the world will ever receive. No greater mission than to be the mother of God. Perhaps any other person would have been really preoccupied about herself or himself, How am I going to do this? I have to be careful. I have this great mission. And all thoughts would have gone to themselves, right? Not Mary. Filled with the Holy Spirit, she thinks of Elizabeth, and she moves, the gospel tells us, with haste. That means she did not waste any time. She did not wait. She went right forth in that very long and dangerous journey, a young girl, to go and put herself at the service of her cousin. This is a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. We stop worrying about ourselves and we discover that we are called to go forth and give ourselves to others. That is Mary. Often we think of her virtues. Luke also tells us that she kept the word in her heart. She was a woman of silence, of so many virtues. But precisely because she is full of the Word of God, full of the Holy Spirit, she has this great power that overcomes all obstacles. She's so courageous. She is like a burning fire that cannot be stopped by anything. And she goes, and by the way, the town where Zechariah and Elizabeth lived is very close to Jerusalem. Most likely, on the way over, almost upon arrival, she would have gone to Jerusalem and entered the temple. What an amazing thing. There will be all kinds of people there going to worship God. And she had truly God incarnate in her womb. And yet, nobody knew. She was incognito, there, like one more young girl, worshiping the Lord, adoring God, who is now in her womb. And likewise, we as Christians, after we receive the Eucharist, we too become living tabernacles, and we are called to go out into the world, to journey through life, being witnesses of God's love for His people through everything we say, through everything we do, even by the way we look at people. It should reflect that God is inside. And when she arrived to Elizabeth's house, upon her presence, the baby in Elizabeth's womb, John the Baptist, leaped for joy. Elizabeth, who is a woman of the Spirit, the gospel tells you she was filled with the Holy Spirit at the presence of Mary, who is carrying Jesus. And this communication between the two unborn babies, Jesus in the womb, John the Baptist in the womb, gave notice to the women of the reality that was going on. And Elizabeth, inspired by the Spirit, says, "Blessed are you among women. Who am I that the mother of my Lord shall visit me?" What great humility necessary for us to be able to do God's work. Elizabeth, like all women in Judea, would have been looking forward to be the mother of the Messiah. After all, Elizabeth's pregnancy was quite marvelous in itself. And so she could have entertained thoughts, maybe I'm going to be the mother of the Messiah. But she was so open to the Spirit, so humble, that she recognized in this younger woman the presence of the Lord. And she's the first one to explicitly recognize that Mary is the mother of God. Mary, in turn, responds by proclaiming that marvelous exaltation to God, which we call the Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. What an embrace of love and joy in the Holy Spirit between those two women who were so instrumental to prepare the way of the Lord. Elizabeth is the mother of John the Baptist, the precursor, who later will prepare the way for the public manifestation of Jesus. Mary, of course, is the mother of God. Today, let us ponder upon the example of these two wonderful women. They are an inspiration, not just to women, but to all, of what a Christian should be like. Courageous, with a fire of love in our hearts that cannot be stopped by anything or anyone, because we are also on a mission in the name of the Lord. And I encourage all of you in this time of Christmas to remember that we too are called to go in haste to serve, to think of others. Perhaps there are persons in our lives who we believe they have hurt us. And perhaps we don't talk to them anymore. And now we remember that God Almighty came to us when we were still sinners. He is the offended one, and yet He comes to reconcile us to Him, to offer us love and forgiveness. So, as we are in the presence of God, if we are full of the Holy Spirit, then we do the same. We reach out. Even if we think we are the offended party, we go out and we open our hearts. We cannot force others to accept us or to love us, but we can reach out. We can send a few extra Christmas cards that we were not expecting, simply as an act of love, as to say, I'm thinking of you, I love you. Reaching out, passing on the word, the love of God to others, putting ourselves at the service of others. Precisely in doing this, we discover who we are. We discover our full potential. We were created to go out of ourselves, to reach out to God as He comes to us, and with Him to reach out to all in God's love.